ですか。
StuMerch.com is live. Go get some swag. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Prepare yourselves. Super heavy, exclusive, never-before-seen footage is going to be aired here today.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
All right, all right. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Hold your applause. Take your seats. August 3rd, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Perhaps the most crucial interview in These Little Ones is the interview that we managed to secure with an anonymous survivor of ritual satanic child abuse. So heavy. Our anonymous survivor described how we all have an organized enemy, an enemy that actively plots the abduction and downfall of our own children. Children presenting other children for sacrifice. She described a satanic calendar with four grand climaxes each year. A year requiring a human sacrifice. She described 37 satanic covens existing just in one small portion of Georgia alone. 37 covens times four grand climaxes a year means 148 sacrifices of women or children every year. Just in an area covering one-sixth of Georgia. Many of the sacrifice victims, she said, came from foster care. She described children being tortured hideously. She described multiple generations of abuse survivors, children kept alive just so they could be forcibly impregnated to give birth to additional children for sacrifice. Breeders, she called them. She suggested that the majority of the government either ignores what's happening or actively assists in it. But along with all of this, perhaps the most chilling part is when we asked who exactly is involved in all of this, and she simply responded, "Do you want me to die?" But despite our sources' well-justified sense of terror, we were able to learn a lot. And a lot of it couldn't go into the movie. Horrifying stories about the specific abuse that she and her sister suffered as little children, six-year-old little girls. We have that footage right here, and we're ready to show it to you. To present that footage, we're joined by These Little Ones creators, Nicholas Stumphauser and Matthew Scow. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
This was by far and away the most shocking thing that I think I have ever seen. And you sat down with her for nearly 90 minutes. Take us through it.
Yeah, we went up to Georgia to Warrior Bride Ministries, and they were gracious enough to host us. We were trying to be as reverent as possible, but still bring to the world an understanding that basically nobody gets to see this. Nobody talks to SRA victims. And she had incredible recall. She was a very intelligent person. And the things that Matt and I heard were, I don't know, have you ever heard anything even close to that?
I mean, you can see it in the film. At one point, I look over at Nick and I'm like, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
And I have to stay composed, you know, and while we're interviewing whoever it is. And but hearing that firsthand, man, it hit the gut, man. It was really hard to hear. And I think we can just share one of those clips right now of one of the most horrific things I've ever heard live from someone who told me was when her and her sister were brought to two empty graves, pushed in, dirt was put on top, and they came back to see which one survived. I'll just let her tell the story. She'll do it better than I do.
You know how my twin sister died? They buried both of us, and I came out, which means I'm the strongest. And you had to be the strongest. You had to be the strongest to get the training, to get the power that you wanted. So yeah, you absolutely get things.
Wait, when did that happen with your sister?
We were six.
You were six. Can you walk me through that? Is that too much?
It's not really much to say other than We both went in and I came out.
Did they walk you to a hole?
And I remember standing on the edge of it and looking at her because we were twins. And, you know, twins are supposed to have more power than others, you know. And I had on a white dress. It's funny because sometimes I can still see, like, looking at my bare feet on the edge of the dirt and the dirt crumbling and taking a step back, even though I knew I was getting in that hole anyhow, but I was trying not to have the earth crumble beneath my feet. And I remember looking over at her and her taking my hand, and we had no idea what was going to happen. I thought I was just going to die. I didn't think they were coming back for me.
And they put you in the hole and they
covered it with it.
How do you move on in life after being in that situation as a 6-year-old little girl in a white dress standing there at a hole that you are supposed to die in?
Well, maybe to tell the story that she told, maybe God spared her life so she could share this atrocity with the world. People don't believe it until maybe they hear it from someone who lived it.
And Stu, in 1988, there was a 60 Minutes interview that Matt found, and it stories like this are so unbelievable that you need multiple sometimes to really appreciate it. And one of the experts in this 60 Minutes interview was describing that this sort of practice is very common.
Two traumatized children,
21 in the 2 years that they were working together, and they put children in small confined spaces and terrorizing circumstances. So what this survivor describes is actually common. It's pretty on brand.
We're talking about the number of kids that have been through this and that continue to go through this. The biblical archaeologist that you talked to said it perfectly when he said, look, this is not anything new. A lot of actually the guests that you interviewed said the same thing. Diego Rodriguez said this is not new. But the biblical archaeologist, when he said, like, why would we be naive enough to believe that this isn't still occurring today? And she describes, this satanic ritual abuse survivor describes these four climaxes. And when you start processing the number of innocent children that have gone through this, it's insane. She describes some of this. Look.
Evidence would point to the fact that the governing body would be the Illuminati. Every September, Satan himself is supposed to appear at their castle to give orders that are then dispersed to every other organization across the country, across the world. That's where we get this September marriage to the beast ceremony. They get the directions, they disperse it to everyone under them on a specific day, normally between the 6th and the 8th of September, and then they carry out agenda from there. But that's what all evidence points to.
Telling me Satan appears in a castle?
The mother of darkness.
The mother of darkness,
that's the women of the Illuminati from the marriage of the beast ceremony.
These numbers are staggering. At one point in the film, we talk about with Brandi Brassell the number of homes in a neighborhood as compared to how often something like this is actually occurring. This is happening in people's neighborhoods.
Yeah, and if you recall, Teresa, the 15-year-old from the 60 Minutes interview, she says that where her abuse took place was in a castle. It seems that at a concentration of wealth and power, you're going to have people who are subservient.
Isn't that what we're talking about, too? The elites are
yes.
Practicing. Tony Podesta, a mega donor for the DNC, is portraying these disgusting art pieces of art depicting kids in a state of death and torture. Death and torture are on his wall, and they have social parties around these things.
Pizza parties.
They eat off of cadavers, like Maria Abramovich, Lady Gaga, feasting off a cadaver. She's probably like a mannequin, or maybe she is real. Who knows? We weren't there. This is a real thing that we just write off.
So can we expect, as we approach these four grand climaxes, these holidays, if you will, Should we be paying attention to how many kids are going missing at that time?
Look, when I look at the comments and the overwhelming support of this film, and then a few people want to know more, and why don't you name the names? And we are not the district attorneys here. We are filmmakers. What we need to do is bring light to this, where people who might not believe this is real actually take a second look and say, oh my Lord, this is so real. Now it's up to people in offices who have the power to arrest people, investigate, to do their job. We've done our job. You do your job daily, Stu. Now let's let law enforcement, governing bodies do their job. This is an actual epidemic, pandemic, whatever you call it. This is a real thing that's happening around the world. And we've been too quiet too long. And Jesus warned us what happens when we let these abuse happen to these little ones. We all have a millstone around our neck.
And what did you say, Stu? Are we the crazy ones, or are we just paying attention? Well, we've just made everybody extremely culpable because we shared a bunch of knowledge. We just gave 56 minutes of perspective and awareness that people don't have yet. And you asked, are we crazy or are you paying attention? So now everybody who's watched this film needs to pay attention. When you go to the Super Bowl, look at the statistics around these four grand climaxes. Start paying attention. We've showed so many examples of kids just getting pulled right out in the open. And so before somebody picks up the phone and calls CPS or tries to get the police involved in something, in a family matter, in a civil matter like this, just be very cognizant.
Look what we showed with Cyrus. We showed police officers telling the mother, no, you can ride with an ambulance. And then immediately saying, she's going to jail. She's not. Like, these people are involved in some way, and we have to hold them accountable, okay?
It was so disgusting. It was disgusting.
Yes. The viewer, what can you do at home? You have an obligation to share this to somebody. One person to one person. That's how movements start. Get active.
The idea of the cops doing what they did. We don't want her to know what hospital baby Cyrus is going to. We don't want her to know.
She's milking the child. Yeah. Where's the kid going to eat? It's crazy, man.
Every time I watch this film, I see something new, or it hits me in a different way. And a lot of the comments that I see on the streams on Rumble say the same thing. I've watched this multiple times. I've had personal acquaintances, friends, relatives reach out and say, I just watched it three times. You kind of have to. You really have to be able to take in everything that is in this film and really process it if you can. And it hits me in a different way every time. Anger. Righteous indignation, sadness, grieving, disbelief.
All of it. And the thing with Cappy, the Cappy story was important because this was a person who did not want to do this.
Yeah.
Felt compelled to do it by what he saw. Just like if you have that opportunity, you must do it. And he risked it all. We all have a part to play.
It was the first time that Diego Rodriguez had seen the footage of when we were in his home.
Man.
It's not like I go, wow, I'm really proud of this. It's not that goosebump feeling. It is
amazement of God.
It's like a huge anvil being lifted off of your shoulders. It's like a sigh of relief. This is now there. And like you said, the people who have the biggest obligation here, number one, yes, you're right. Everybody has an obligation to share this. People in enforcement wings, if there are any real men left among us, now need to pick up where this leaves off and go and find and investigate and lock up and prosecute the people who are doing this to our kids. In a neighborhood of roughly 250 homes, 14 of them are experiencing this thing that you just saw. When you drive down the street and look in the windows as you're going by and see the child in the window as depicted in the film, this is real. This isn't some fictional
drama.
No.
And what we're not trying to do, Stu, what we're not trying to do is make everybody paranoid.
No.
Or just live in a state of, oh my God, is my, none of that. It's just a cognizance, okay? And everybody should have paid attention when WikiLeaks came out. When the Secretary of State brings up Moloch, not in a joking way. Full stop. Hang on a second. What's this country running on?
Yeah. And when Trump said to lock her up, we need to hold him accountable. Like, these people, they're in so much power. They were so brazen with it for so long that they can feel they could do anything. Light always crushes the darkness. And we will not beat this. This is we're governed by principalities, and we need Jesus Christ to fight this battle, and we need to do our part. Whatever he puts in your heart to do, you must do. Don't deny him.
Nicholas Stumphauser, Matthew Scow, thank you so much for everything that you've done here. I appreciate you being here today as well. God bless you.
Thanks, bud.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian owned, kingdom operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's work. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, if you think jab mandates are insane here in the United States, there's a whole next level tyranny happening in our neighbors to the north in Canada. Until just a month ago, you needed to be fully vaxxed just to board a flight in that country. Not just masked, no, you need to be vaccinated. And they aren't just requiring the first shot, by the way, for all kinds of jobs. They're requiring every single booster as well. So across the country, doctors were all just ordered to report for their fourth COVID shot. The word from Justin Trudeau's dictatorship is that unless you've gotten all four shots, you aren't vaccinated, period. So get in line and get jabbed or else. So pretty much every doctor that's refused these shots has already lost his or her job. So everyone that's left is very compliant. Well, they've started getting the shots, and now these doctors are dropping dead. In just the last few weeks, at least six Canadian doctors have died in unusual circumstances. In Ontario, for example, a 27-year-old doctor, 27-year-old healthy doctor, dropped dead in the middle of a triathlon. In Saskatchewan, a 44-year-old doctor died suddenly while at a swimming pool. Just a healthy adult suddenly drowning out of the blue, no problem. It's weird. That's what they'll say. What a shocking and unavoidable tragedy. But think about it. This is how all cults operate. They start off by offering immortality. They end by making their members kill themselves and their children. Pfizer and Moderna and Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau and all of these doctors at the Mayo Clinic pushed this shot as a kind of immortality, a way to deny the fact that all of us will inevitably have to die and stand face to face with God. But that's a lie. We all die. And thanks to these jabs that they've so arrogantly demanded that we all take, a lot of the biggest medical tyrants are dying much earlier than they expected. Odessa Orlowitz is a good friend and ally of this show. She's with Liberty Talk Canada. In Canada, her platform has promoted these little ones, so we'd be remiss if we didn't promote Odessa's own movie, Uninformed Consent, which also just came out and is getting very strong reception. Definitely check it out. We'll put a link at stupeters.com. Odessa Orlowitz joins us now. Odessa, thank you so much for coming. Appreciate you being here.
My pleasure, Stu.
Doctors dropping dead. 27-year-old healthy guy, 44-year-old in a pool. I mean, I can't believe that he just drowned out of the blue. When are people going to wake up?
Well, our mainstream news is hoping never. So this is what's so ridiculous. The first three doctors that passed, quickly the kind of cover-up came out on mainstream news that no, it's not from the vaccine. One guy had had cancer. One guy had something else. And then they didn't even bother with the third person. And what's interesting, though, is when the next three died, who were young, healthy, they couldn't find anything to blame it on. You know what they said? Well, we won't know cause of death for a year. That's how long it takes for autopsy in Canada. Okay, well, that's interesting. But the first three that died, you're like, oh, they died from this. Independent media is wrong.
They're
liars.
But
then when they can't find something, they say, unknown, we won't know for a year. So which is it? You know right away or you don't? I mean, they're just making a mess of this.
Well, they're doing it intentionally and they're covering it up. That's what criminals and murderers do. They do their deeds in the dark and they're cowards, so they try to hide it all. And then when it gets exposed, they just lie. And then they lie about their old lies and they cover it up and they feel that they have this absolute power, so they continue to do it. We, as independent people who have larger platforms and know the truth about these, have a duty, a responsibility, and would be derelict in that responsibility and duty if we didn't broadcast it, which is exactly why we're doing this. Of course the doctor had cancer, because all kinds of malignant cancers are popping up in doctors and healthy people all over the place because their immune systems are completely obliterated and destroyed by this death serum that now we're finding all kinds of self-assembling nanoparticles and robots and microchips and all kinds of weird crap in these things. I mean, we have to stop this. People are going to have to flee Canada or else rise up and take their country back. What's it going to be?
Well, we are hoping we can flee Canada. I mean, we want to line up and come there. Now, I have to say, though, the Trudeau government just keeps being more and more embarrassed. Some stuff just came out in court that just shows what a liar he is. We can talk about that another time. I want to say that back to these doctors, it was a nurse at Trillium Health, the first three that dropped within a week, who leaked it and said the fourth booster just came out. And in Canada, right now, they are highly pressuring doctors to get each one. So the fourth booster rolls out within a week. Actually, it was within a few days, doctors started dropping dead. So we looked into it. Trillium Health is actually a massive pharma giant. So these are Trillium Health Hospital, right? There's and Trillium Health is pharma. So it's just so obvious what's going on. You know, independent media is trying, but it's just gross. It's absolutely gross what's going on up here. I don't know what we're going to do.
So this nurse that leaked this stuff, has she faced any blowback, or are you aware of? Because, you know, if you talk about this, you lose your jobs, you lose your license, or you end up disappeared or mysteriously pop up with some kind of cancer or get into a single car crash and you're dead. What's happened with this nurse?
It's anonymous. It's anonymous. She's like, I mean, she's not telling who that she did it.
So are there any dissident doctors in Canada who are actually outwardly saying this stuff is dangerous? I am a doctor, a qualified doctor. Where are the people there that are investigating the shots themselves with their microscope that are taking a look at this? Why are people not doing that and publishing their findings?
They are. We have a lot of doctors that have come forward, many of them in uninformed consent. There's something called COVID Care Alliance here. There's about three different groups that are extremely whistleblowing, but of course CBC ignores it. So yeah, a lot of Canadians are awake, but unless you know what BitChute, Rumble are, or you actually know all the independent papers, most people just sit in front of their news and believe CBC.
Okay, so if there's a large group of Canadians, and we know that we have a large Canadian audience here on the Stu Peters Show,
yes, you do.
These people, if you're here and you're watching and you're listening or replaying this or streaming it or watching it on DirecTV or Dish Network, I mean, you need to call these mainstream news outlets and just tell them, why are you not reporting this? Why are you not reporting that there's inconsistencies in the length of time that it takes to get an autopsy back from an otherwise healthy 27-year-old triathlete who just dropped dead and happens to be a doctor on his fourth booster? Why are you not reporting that six doctors have mysteriously died? The mystery is over. It's solved. The crime is solved. They died after they got the shot. The shot did what it was intended to do, and it killed them, just like it's going to kill everybody that takes it. It obliterates people's immune systems. All kinds of weird cancers are popping up, antibody-dependent enhancement, weird shingles that they're now calling monkeypox. This is all a huge cover-up for exactly what we have been saying from the very beginning. They can't ignore it. And I believe that we need to pressure these people. The court of public opinion is the only thing that holds weight. And if they know that millions and millions of people are looking at their news network and saying you guys are fake and you're liars and you're frauds and you're the enemy of the people, they will have no other choice but to be forced to reporting it. Even if it means to discredit it, they will have to address it. Do you agree?
Well, they did address the first three, because they came up with reasons why they died. Well, what's interesting is, how are they working doctors then if they were in that bad of shape? They had clients, that they were working full time. And then they're saying, oh, they had all these health problems. Well, they were well enough to work full time. I mean, CBC gets so much rage on their comments. They've had to turn it off. What's interesting is they did report on the first three because they're like, oh, it's not true. It's not from the vaccine. Well, then when the next three died and there was just no explanation they could blame it on, the doctors got healthier and younger, they stopped reporting because they can't, they have been given no reason the last three died. So that now they're crickets. Hmm.
And we know why. Uninformed consent. You got to go see it. Where can people find it?
They can find it at LIBRTI.com and you go to Matador Films page.
All right. LIBRTI.com, Matador Films page, Uninformed Consent. Brilliant video. Odessa Orlowitz is behind the whole thing. All of these doctors, these people coming forward, the things that you've uncovered, highly recommend it. Make sure that you go there. If you can't find that link, I'll tell you what, we'll put it at StuPeters.com. Odessa Orlowitz, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Stick around. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat or they're going to get acne or oily skin or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. How about $10,000 in free silver for you right now? Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Tax hikes are out of control, breaking the back of the American people. Government theft is happening. Nobody asked you for permission to send your money, hundreds of billions of dollars, to Ukraine to hide pedophilia and bioweapons labs and fund corruption for hush money and bribery payoffs. Nobody did. Nope, they're just going to steal it. That's why you have to protect it with gold and silver. Call Goldco right now, 855-706-GOLD. Don't leave it in some checking account for them to drain the system when they do the financial reset. You've worked hard to earn it, even harder to save it, protect it. Plus, get up to $10,000 or more in free silver from Goldco right now when you call 855-706-GOLD. Qualified accounts are getting $10,000 or more in free silver. Can't beat it. These good folks at Goldco are helping Americans to save everything that they've worked hard for. I mean, they're going to take it if you don't. Call them, 855-706-GOLD. One more time, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. Matt Taylor may represent the future that a lot of us will have to pursue someday. Matt is enormously talented. He went to the University of Texas to study electrical engineering and completed two master's degrees. But he saw the direction that this country was headed in terms of taxes and wokeness and crime and tyranny and everything else, and decided to get the hell out of here while he could. Smart. He bailed out and moved to Ecuador in South America, where he started running his own organic farm. Brilliant. And his farm is remarkable. It has its own independent sources of water and electricity. It has no cell phones, no fossil fuels. Matt is about as autonomous as you can get in the 21st century. But he's not totally cut off from the wider world. He's going to be joining us, as a matter of fact, here momentarily. COVID happened everywhere in the world, even rural Ecuador. One day, a neighbor of Matt's came by and mentioned rumors that people were finding mysterious ribbons on swabs and masks. Well, along with all of his other talents, Matt has an amateur interest in microbiology, so he decided to check out these rumors himself with his own personal microscope. He investigated a bristle swab from China, a foam swab from the U.S., and a face mask from China. And on all of them, he found what appeared to be ribbon-like objects moving. So soon, Matt moved on to the vaccines. The bioweapon, euthanasia, injection, clot shot, death serum. And in them, he saw rectangular shapes forming in a vial of Pfizer shot serum that he obtained. He even saw what he believes may have been some kind of a microchip. We're going to ask him about that. But when he exposed his blood to the vaccine, he saw the blood rapidly begin to die. We wanted to have Matt on to talk about all of this, so he joins us now. Matt, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I'm really glad to be here, Stu.
So I want to discuss what you found, particularly on these masks and in these swabs, because as you know, people are still testing. I don't know why, but they are. People are still wearing these masks. Again, it's a conundrum. I don't get it. But these things are incredibly dangerous. Tell us what you found.
The answer to a lot of my responses are going to be, I don't know. But what I was trying to do is try to imitate what the standing on the shoulders of giants, trying to imitate what I've seen on from La Quinta Columna, from microbiologists, from microscopists. And I found it. I found it without a doubt with an amateur guy in an amateur microscope. And it was amazing. These seem to be, and this is going to be the engineer in me talking, it looks like a synthetic substance that is elongated. It twists. It's a ribbon-like device that was, to me, deliberately planted in all of these things, in the masks, in the swabs, and it looks like in the vaccine as well. And so my lack of qualifications is exactly the qualification for this, is that I was just bumbling around and I came across this stuff. So if I can do it, anybody can.
Well, we'd encourage everybody to do that. So did you have a pack of masks so that, I mean, because obviously, well, this was an isolated incident. This was an anomaly. This didn't really happen.
No, it started off kind of modestly. I was like, well, I'll just go buy a package of masks. I paid 50 cents. I got four of them and they all had them. And then I said, oh, what about other manufacturers? So I'm in town buying every mask that I can get my hands on from all different locations and KNs and this and that and surgical masks, and they all had it in there. The reason I continued with my work is that when I showed my neighbors, not a mask went on those faces. So it's one thing to say, oh, those things are dangerous, but it's to show them in their mask that they have these things. It was a 100% drop these things and not use them. So I've just continued that theme. And it's still working with people's blood, with showing them the vaccine, the whole works.
So describe this. You moved on to these shot vials. I don't want to call them vaccines. You moved on to these vials of this death serum. And inside of this euthanasia substance, you found what you believe appear to be microchips. Now, you are an engineer, so the engineer in you obviously can identify these types of things. We don't know exactly what it is, and you're probably going to say that again about this, but certainly not something that you would want to inject into your body. But I want you to describe what you found. And then also, you said that your blood appeared to instantly die. What did you mean by that?
Want me to start with the blood part first?
Sure.
There's a phenomenon when I just took some of my good blood and mixed it with the shot, and it bleached out, which to me says that it's losing iron or at least damaging hemoglobin. And then it began to crenellate. So it started to squeeze in on the sides, and then eventually it would pop and die. And it was within a matter of minutes, too. It was instantaneous. It was a violent, violent reaction. And it actually made me a little bit teary eyed because I thought about this thing rather than being on a slide going into people's bodies. And it made me really profoundly sad. And then once that happened, I got real mad. And that's when I started to pull all-nighters and start to really look into this stuff.
And so as you did these all-nighters and you looked deeper, what was your discovery?
My discovery was, and I tried not to have any preconceived notions, and being ignorant of the process, that really helped quite a bit. But what I found was that it was self-assembling things that sure as heck look like microchips. And granted, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I'm an electrical engineer, so that's... But they were too big to fit through the pin of a syringe. They were way too big because that's what my vax is. It's in a syringe. So I know that it's very, very tiny when I let out a drop. But these things were huge. These were microns. These weren't nanometers. They were huge. So it looked to me from the solution that I watched, and I watched paint drying for hours and hours on end. These things are self-assembling. I can say that with confidence. So it's pulling together something into a quadratic form, and then something else is going on inside of it. And I don't know more than that, but I know that.
It pisses me off too, Matt. You're not alone. And I think of all the kids that are being led to this by their parents who are crazy and insane. And putting this
The kids is where that's where I got off. Even kids in masks, that sets me off. And so with this, with your platform, and I fully understand the reach that you have, you're giving me the opportunity to possibly get at least one, maybe 10, maybe 100 people to rethink this.
Yes.
And do their research. And that's actually life fulfilling. That's a blessing that I can't repay.
Yeah, it is. It's humbling. It's a tremendous responsibility. And if one kid, just one, and I believe that it's happened as a result of this platform, honestly. And so, I mean, that is the most profound answer to any prayer that you could possibly. You're off the grid in Ecuador, but certainly you're still exposed to the tyranny there. Your farm is organic. It's self-sustaining. You mentioned that you're drinking coffee from your farm. Explain that to the listeners, because I think that we're all going to have to try to pursue a lifestyle like this eventually. How can we detach and get away and unplug?
It can start with any kind of seed that you want. Mine was, I really don't like being told what to do. And my parents visited me down here, and my mom kind of got teary-eyed, and I said, "Mom, what's wrong?" And she said, "This is your dream, isn't it?" And lo and behold, it is. Living off-grid is not difficult. It's cheaper than you think. It's easier than you think. And there's degrees of it. And so there's no purist within any of me. I'm trying every single experiment that I possibly can. Make all of my own primary products. Make my own alcohol, you know, for preservation and for sterilization. Make my own charcoal. I have all kinds of stuff. Fish tanks, chicken coops, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's all easy and it all works together. So it's just not, it's not hard whatsoever.
The neighbors that you've talked to, the neighbors that you've talked to about these shots and about these masks, it just made me think when you were talking about this, this is why, exactly why, if you remember, and I don't know if you were here or when you went to Ecuador, but there was a point in time during this fake pandemic where the experts were telling us, no, don't wear homemade masks. You don't want to do that. You don't want to wear the neck gaiters. You don't want to wear a t-shirt. You don't want to wear a cloth mask that your grandma made. Well, this is why. Because they have put what they want inside of these masks to go on the faces of your children for 8 hours, sometimes even more, every single day, as they breathe in these moving ribbon-like objects and get infected with this. I mean,
yes.
People are becoming graphenated. People are, whatever this thing is, people are becoming magnetic just from being around people that are jabbed. No, that's not what this is. Maybe it is. We don't know. We don't know what they're shedding. We don't know if it's the spike protein. We don't know what is really going on here, other than the 30,000 foot view is that this is an intentional plot to kill people. And that is what they're doing. And they're doing it with the swabs. That's why they want you to keep testing. That's why they keep talking about cases. People get sick. People get colds in the summertime. It's not abnormal. When in history have we ever tested? And now you're finding these things. I hope, Matt, that the majority of our audience now goes and gets. Now, this is just a regular microscope that anybody can just go buy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be an expert to look into a microscope and see something. There it is. To see something that is not supposed to be there. The untrained eye can see something moving. You're not supposed to have moving crap in a thing that you put on your face. You're not supposed to put anything on your face.
No, a lady who helps me in my farm, we were over here and looking at the masks, and then we breathed on it. It moved. We both jumped out of our skin. It's super obvious. And the value of being able to kinetically show that to people is profound. It makes resolve. It manufactures resolve that, okay, this is all crap. They are trying to kill us. And Stu, your previous comment, the only thing that I would add to that is, yes, it's evil, and yes, they're trying to kill us. Don't forget cowardice. These people are cowards. That's why they have to lie about everything, and that's why they have to do everything underhanded and sneaky. And so the extent to which they are cowards, we have to be brave, and that will win the day. I'm confident.
I agree. Very confident. So how, just curiosity here, how are you coming to us there? You have no cell phones, you're off the grid, but we're able to do this, which is great. I appreciate it. Just wondering, what did you do to make this happen?
Wired fiber internet. We have, it's fantastic here in Ecuador. The infrastructure is good.
Wow. Wonderful. Matt Taylor, you probably just saved lives. You probably just encouraged a whole bunch of people to start doing this at home. And guess what? They'll show their neighbor. They'll run right next door. Look at this. They'll run to their friends and their relatives. Look at this. And exponentially, that will bubble. And so we really appreciate you coming forward and talking to us about this, Matt Taylor. God bless you. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Stu.
Of course. More of the Stu Peter Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them. Individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
And they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
So if you're a C-level blue-collar executive, a business owner, an entrepreneur, you're juggling competing priorities all day, every day. Your brain is being pulled in a million different directions, and to make matters worse, you're often sabotaged by interruptions. I would know nothing about that. Some days you feel totally frustrated because it feels like you're just stuck in first gear and redlining for hours at a time. So what can you do to break free and accelerate to the next level? Well, Elon Musk's Neuralink is still a long way off, but luckily there's a safe and effective solution that's available right now. It's called Newtopia. Newtopia was created to help high achievers like you break through barriers and achieve more faster than they thought humanly possible. Newtopia offers a variety of nootropic stacks designed to boost memory, cognitive function, and energy levels, and taking the right formulas at the right times can help you to focus intensely, block out distractions, reduce stress and anxiety, enhance your creativity, and a whole lot more. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Use the promo code Stu Peters for 10% off any order. There is a one-year guarantee on all of these. Read all about it. Do the research yourself at Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. It is Wednesday, which means that Ask Dr. Jane is the featured segment of the program. I absolutely love it because we get to hear from you, and this is the people's bullhorn. So it's your questions answered by the most qualified analyst that we have talked to. She's the medical contributor here on the program and has been for a year and a half, almost since its inception. Mike Lindell thinks that this is a great idea, which is why he powers it. MyPillow.com sponsors this particular segment each week on the program and then offers you deep, deep discounts if you use promo code Stu when you go to MyPillow.com. Slippers, sheets, Giza Dream sheets, getting ready for flannel sheets, sorry to say, but that's coming. Pajamas, slippers, sweatpants, you name it. Of course, the pillows, the comforters, the mattresses, all of it. Plus mystore.com, all American-made products. And if you use promo code Stu over at mystore.com, you still get the same discounts. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. These are questions submitted to your Telegram. You can submit your questions at t.me/drjaneruby. Valerie says, do you know of anyone doing an analysis on some of the common pharmaceutical drugs that are prescribed, maybe the source of graphene or nanobots?
You know, I'm not aware of any research that's going on. Oftentimes people will contact me when they've completed those kinds of studies or analyses, but I'm hoping that people are, Stu, and I'd really like to call attention to this because I think we need to look beyond just the COVID-19 bioweapon shots, and we need to look at other types of injections, pills. I don't want to make people paranoid, but I do think it's important that we get some verification because we can't trust these companies. I don't trust any of them anymore.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
Period. Kelly Hall, if Fauci et al. Knew what was in these shots, why would they take it? After all, he claims to be double vaxxed and boosted. Something doesn't seem quite right with that.
Yeah, you should listen to your gut feeling on that one, because I don't believe for a minute any high profile people took it, especially people in the government or anyone near to Fauci at all, because they all know. They know what this is. The pharmaceutical companies know what it is. And I do believe that Congress knows what it is, which is why they exempted themselves from taking it.
Some of them didn't even actually take a needle in their arm. You can watch them faking it. I mean, there's video evidence of all of this. They put it up, or they have the collapsing needles. Or they don't even inject anything into their arms. It's ridiculous. Yep. It's stupid. It's all theater. It's all play. It's all a show. It's all fake. No,
yes,
of course
fake.
He didn't put this death serum euthanasia shot, this dangerous and deadly injection into his arm. No, of course he didn't. He wants to be around to exert all of the power and money that he is soaking up as his role is played in this New World Order genocidal mass murder. Jane says, yes. Dr. Jane, is there a cure for shingles, maybe a detox?
Well, shingles is part of the varicella family. It once you have it, unfortunately, it lives in the nerve tissue in your body. Now, that's not to scare people. That's been since time immemorial. That's just a reality of this type of organism. What brings it out, just like herpes in that herpes family, cold sores, genital sores, what brings it out is a reduction in your immune function. So if you keep your immune system, you keep your body healthy as much as possible, keep your immune system highly functioning, you likely will not suffer from what we call relapses. Because once you get the outbreak, unfortunately, you always have it, which is why they say that chickenpox, once you have it, you are immune to it, mostly for life. But you can get other offshoots, like maybe be a little more susceptible to shingles, that kind of thing. And herpes, as people know, they've had cold sores. You keep getting them over and over again. There's a theory that these viruses, some of them burn down by the time you hit your 40s and 50s, but I haven't seen a lot of strong evidence to that effect. So,
Sharifa DeShields. Hi, Dr. Jane. There have been reports that today's monkeypox is behaving quite differently than infections of the past. Is it possible some type of gain of function tampering was done to make this one more infectious? Yes, it absolutely is possible.
I love when Stu answers.
Yes. For sure it is. Also, yes. I mean, this is vaccine-induced AIDS. This is VAIDS. This is a fallout from people who have been compromised in their immune systems, people who are being blown up from the inside out, microwaved, nuked, euthanized, and turned into something other than God's creation. Yes, of course, that's what this is. And yes, this is not the monkey pox that comes from a monkey in the wild and then just naturally spreads. I mean, we know how this thing is coming to fruition. We know how it's coming to be about, right? And so, of course, it's going to be endless pandemics, endless disease, endless sicknesses, different ailments, different variants. I'm just waiting for the variant for monkeypox. I mean, and then they'll, exactly. Guess what? Hey, oh my gosh, weird. We already have a shot for this and we'll call it a vaccine. And then you'll later realize when you're watching the Stu Peters show that there was a patent for this in, I don't know, like 2011 or something like that.
And Stu, let me throw in one more thing.
It is a question for you. So yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, but the vaccine for monkeypox has never been tested in whatever was shown to be that. Remember that all of these, Jynneos, all these other companies coming out, these are smallpox vaccines that were tested against smallpox, validated from the material in the pustules. They are saying, the CDC, when I say they, CDC, NIH, Fauci, they're saying we pretty much think it's going to work for monkeypox. And there you have all those people lining up all over the country and the world, bellying up for their monkeypox vaccine, never been tested in anything verified as monkeypox. And the whole thing is under the umbrella of a PCR that doesn't diagnose anything. So
the whole thing is
head,
the whole thing is based on a fake test. Stop testing. Yes. I have personal acquaintances and friends who are still testing. Come on.
Me too.
What
Me
are you
too.
Doing? Oh, and I get on them. I really get on them. You wanted to talk about some studies that are being retracted, by the way, while we have you here. You were mentioning that there's studies that are being retracted about various cancers that are popping up in some of these injected people.
Yeah, there are good scientists out there, Stu, conducting research on the mechanism of action of these shots, the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca shots, and they went through full publication review. This is a very, I'm on PubMed. I'm a published author, mostly in health economics, but also in opioid dependence research. I can tell you that it takes up to a year, year and a half. It's a very arduous process. And when you get to that point where the journal, after many rewrites and criticisms, and rightfully so, scientific scrutiny, when you get to that point where they say you've been accepted for publication, that's a long road and you celebrate. Well, there are some revelations that there are some good scientists that went all through that process, published their work, and then were coerced, into retracting or writing letters to the journal, letters of expression of concern. And these are technical letters that say, please pull back my work. You didn't know that when you went through a year or two, or when you did your study for a year or two. So it's very bogus, Stu. It's coming from people at the NIH that are forcing these good scientists and good authors to pull back. I don't know if they were paid to do it, then they're not good anymore, or if they were threatened. So stay tuned. We're still looking into it. And I'm trying to interview one of the two lead authors of that one particular trial, proving that there is there is interference with your tumor suppression mechanism in your body.
We have entities, or at least an entity, influencing other entities to use leverage to keep good scientists and doctors from telling the truth.
Exactly right. 100%.
Including and not limited to the actual inventor of the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, who said on this program, he would love to tell the full truth, but they will come after his license. I don't give a damn about your license.
He's complicit. That is not going to be an excuse.
We have a constitutional crisis in this country. People have to realize that. We have a constitutional crisis. Leverage from an entity keeping people from telling you the truth about what you're injecting into your kids. What the?
Leanne
Gravitt. Dr. Jane, as the weeks and months pass on and you remain in this work, how can we pray for you?
That's a very loving and beautiful question. Just keep me in your thoughts and prayers. Please keep Stu, our entire crew, our production staff, everyone involved, our executive producer, Lauren Witzke. Just keep every one of us in your prayers, because we are not going to back down. It does get heavy on us too. We're human, but God is the only way. And so I would just say thank you for the prayers. Keep them going. Get more people to pray for us, because that creates God's hedge of protection around us.
Yeah, that was a very generously written question. I love it. It's all powered by MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Use promo code STU at both sites. Ask Dr. Jane. It's every single Wednesday. Go into her Telegram channel at Dr. Jane Ruby. Submit your questions. If she pulls them, great. We will read them on the program and give you straightforward answers with no BS, no spin, none of that crap, no fakeness on this particular network, the Stu Peters Network, which can be found on Rumble and everywhere else. By the way, on Roku now, DirecTV, on the BEK News Network, Dish Network, all of these places, the show, the platform, all of the shows on the platform, including the exclusive premium content, absolutely exploding. Nobody offers you more. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Stu.
More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pill has been canceled by shopping channels. They've tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction. It's entrepreneur. It's a story. It's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all, and God bless.
So if I asked you, what is the number one health problem that people from all over the world are facing, would you know what it is? If you guessed sleep, you'd be right. Honestly, the majority of people are lacking energy throughout the day, but the lack of energy is a symptom of a much bigger problem. It's very difficult to gain control over, and that problem is sleep. Sleep can affect your mood, hormones, weight gain, all kinds of other factors negatively impacting you and everybody else in your life. If you're finding yourself staring at the ceiling only to still be awake hours later, staring at your phone like a lot of people do, or if you're waking up in the morning feeling like you just didn't get enough good sleep, I'd invite you to try the simple bedtime routine that works like a charm. Magnesium Breakthrough. 30 minutes before hitting the pillow, 2 capsules, 7 essential forms of magnesium included in this 1 full-spectrum serving. Helps you to relax, be vibrant and alert the next day. Magnesium Breakthrough has become a household name over the years because of its reputation. Just recently, they released their 4th upgraded formulation that works even better than before. I want you to try it. Bioptimizers, the makers of Magnesium Breakthrough, is offering additional bonus gifts right now for the next 1,000 customers while supplies last. Free bottles of their full line of digestive health products, including their powerful digestive enzymes. Masszymes, their patented probiotic. P3OM and their HCL product to alleviate heartburn and acid reflux. That means that you're getting free products to try that will support your digestive system so that you experience less bloating and gas throughout the day. Your coworkers will appreciate it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters and use StuPeters10 to activate the exclusive limited time offer. Magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Welcome back. All right, Stu crew, huge news. You have been waiting for this for a long time. It's finally here. StuMerch.com is up and it's running, and it is full of the highest quality, 100% American-made, USA only, 100% high quality, USA made, right here in America. No exceptions, no sweatshops, not a single stitch or thread came from any other country. Here, America, StuMerch.com. High quality stuff. Go there. You need the swag. Real Stu Crew is going to go to StuMerch.com right now and get the swag. You got to check it out for yourself. A lot more stuff will be coming at StuMerch.com, but right now, the high quality logo hoodies, tees, hats, it's all there. Lots more coming. Go to StuMerch.com. Again, StuMerch.com. Carlos Cortez could not be here with us today. However, I need to remind you that this is a like-minded, independent fiduciary that makes him different than the communist financial advisor that you may be used to hearing about with these heavily advertised firms that are on every single street corner and these big box banks. Don't do business with these people that are going to rip you off and have to jam you into their box. No. Go to the independent fiduciary that follows Jesus, loves Christ. He's a God-fearing person who doesn't force the vax on anybody, not vaccinated himself, didn't vote for Joe Brandon. CortezWM.com to book your appointment with him, or go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com to catch up on the latest. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it. You know why? Because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, see you.